views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Self-discovery and what it is about how I line up with the things that I say that I want to do. How I line up with that? What does my path look like? What does it mean to have this essence of yourself and either be able to move that essence forward or in a direction it wants to go or not? And I know the not part quite well. But today it's talking about the divine feminine. And that doesn't always mean that's about women. But today, Heather is going to take us on a journey about the divine feminine and what the divine feminine really calls for us to do, to be, to say, and to see. Heather Allison has been, she's amazing, amazing. Her show is amazing, not just the beacon of light and love, but she's somebody that, as many of us talked about, and as we talked about in the last show, is that we have a tap that happens sometimes on the shoulder, sometimes not. And sometimes it's a little bit stronger than a tap on the shoulder. But whatever that is, it could show up as fear. It could show up as doubt. It could show up as joy. But in the end, there is something that happens that helps us deepen, that helps us shine a light, that helps us stand up, and that helps us move. Now, the question really is, especially in the work that Heather does, the teachings, the transformation, the energy that she brings forward, you know, all of that in the remembrance that we are on a journey and all roads lead to home. But when we do that and when we decide that we are going to step into Heather's world, it's going to be about the cosmic feminine wisdom, the medicine to the world. You know, women who remember women, who remember to be women. And what that means is different and unique for every one of us. And we're seeing it along the landscape of our country right now, whether it's the march that happened over the weekend, whether it is in the political system, whether it's in the grocery store. It doesn't matter. We're seeing it. The question really for today's show is, can we see, can we feel, can we be part of the golden path? Heather, it's great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's so fun to be here.
I want to talk about this because for a lot of reasons. I want to start with the question in the comments about the truth of the divine feminine. So often, at least I think for the past two decades, there's been a conversation that has hopefully been cleared up. When we talk about the divine feminine, the question is, what are we talking about? Are we talking about men? Are we talking about women? Are we talking about an essence? Are we talking about an energy? In your words and in your process, tell us about the importance of the divine feminine and understanding its true nature.
Yeah, that's such a good question. And I think it's so often misunderstood. I mean, I say this all the time as I'm posting about it on Facebook, people, you know, chiming in comments and not really understanding what it is that I mean by feminine and masculine. And what's important to understand about the terms is that they don't refer to men or women. They don't refer to male or female. They don't refer to anything that we kind of typically think of when we say feminine. Like, a lot of times I think people can think it's something to do with like way you wear your hair or what you wear or the hobbies that you take on or anything like that. And it really is so much bigger than that. It's not quite that surface and that surface level. So archetypes, the feminine and masculine for me are archetypes. That's how I've received them. They are energy patterns, and they actually exist in men and women equally. There is a truth that for the most part, women may hold more of the feminine archetype and men may hold more of the masculine archetype. In general, everybody kind of has their own flavor, if you will, their kind of own ratio. But everybody has both within them, and they have to in order for us to move through this world. But the reason this work is so important and why it's kind of so up right now is just, if you look around at the state of our world, it's in shambles, as we all know, and it's very much in kind of fighting mode and disconnection mm-hmm. from one another and disconnection from the planet and disconnection from our own emotional selves and our bodies and all the other things that really for me would contribute to our greatest life. And the reason for that is that the feminine has been hidden and buried and kind of squashed, if you will. She's been conditioned within us to be forgotten. And what's happening now all over the place, not just in my work and not just in the work that I do, but she's starting to kind of want to reawaken. And so I love that you talked about that kind of tap on the shoulder. That for me starts to happen when that energy pattern wants to kind of start to awaken within us. And we'll find that a lot of times just in being uncomfortable and knowing that there's something more that we're supposed to be having or experiencing or receiving or living, if that makes sense.
Well, it does make sense because look at you and me for a minute. And I had a bunch of my friends over last night. One of my friends had a birthday, right? Or is having a birthday. And I'm listening to them and how beautiful they're describing. And we're reminiscing on our past, right? But one of the things that I was really struck by is the conversation that folks were having about, wouldn't it be great to just get an RV and kind of tour the country? And I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great to finish my technology and launch 10 channels? Hmm. And so it's like, what the heck has gotten into me, right? But let's talk about what's gotten into us, because I think that there is an energy. And let's talk about how each of us is different and what the archetypes are that are driving this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, the feminine really embodies, I love that it's like calling you bigger, the story that you just shared. It's calling you bigger. It's calling you to more. It's calling you to something that doesn't even necessarily make sense, which is one of the things that is so important about this work is we're so conditioned to think that everything has to be kind of, you have to be able to plot it on a map or plot it on a spreadsheet in order for it to make sense, quote unquote, for your life. And one of the things about the feminine, the divine feminine or sacred feminine, I often call her, and I personify them a ton also. So if you hear me say her and him, that's what I'm talking about, is that the three primary kind of pillars for her in my experience is sensation, intuition, and emotion. Those three things that we really, like as a human species, have kind of disconnected ourselves from, right? We are terrified of our emotions, or we shove them down and we don't have that great of an emotional kind of wisdom about us anymore. We definitely are removed from our intuition for the most part. Then you have someone like me who gets cracked open 3 years ago and starts going, oh, I guess this is, you know, I guess I am intuitive. And sensation, this is such a big one for me too. We're so incredibly disconnected from our bodies. So incredibly disconnected from our bodies. One of my mentors once told me that our bodies are like the very first spirit animal. And it's like they talk to us constantly, but we don't anymore really know how to listen to them. And that's not just to say like when you're healthy or when there's something medically wrong with you. There's actually information coming through for you. There's actually a dialogue and a conversation happening constantly, but we don't know that anymore because we don't listen. And so it's kind of getting away from just having to make sense of things and logically plot things out. And I always say this, like the things that we crave as humans, like deep, like passionate love, magic, flow and ease, like the stuff that we really want to be experiencing, joy, unbridled joy, the feeling that we're like really on the right track and aligned with our lives. Those things don't happen because we plot them out on a spreadsheet. They just don't. They come of this, the feminine, which is not something that you can kind of readily or easily define or keep in a box.
Well, you know, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Heather, one of the things we're going to talk about as we move forward is we're going to talk about, you know, the connection to what we're talking about, the feminine, the connection to that and happiness. But before we get to that, we have to talk about, you know, do we have a sense of our divine feminine and masculine that has yet to be revealed? Yet to be revealed. You know, what is it about stepping out and being seen right now that seems so obvious to most people around the planet? But for us, it is a major step. It is a big move. Whether that's in politics, whether that's in a radio show, or whether that's in me reprioritizing the channels based on the demand to launch God Talk Network first. What is it about all of this? And Heather, do we dig in or do we dig out? Let's take a show. Or maybe we pack up and move. Let's take a show. I did that. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with my very special guest today, Heather Allison. She's going to tell you about her show, going to tell you about her fabulous golden goddess journey, that and much more. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit EnterTheLightLLC.com.
Ladies, are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues? You actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She's a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
It off the shelf, putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car.
Wait a minute. Welcome back, everyone. I'm in a groove right there. That must be my divine feminine showing up right there. Benny, did you like my little groove? I got the groove on with you right there.
Loved it.
Pretty good right there. That was pretty good. Look, I know somebody else that's got the groove on. Heather Allison joining us here today. It's really an honor to have her on the show. We're going to tell you about her show. We're also going to tell you about a few amazing things. One of the things I love about Heather is that it doesn't matter what time of day or how we're connecting. I'm always feeling like I'm stepping into an expansive energy, and all I have to do is be as I listen to her. And that's the same today. Heather, it's great to have you here. Before we kind of, I can't wait to make this connection between divine feminine happiness. But before we do, let's talk about Golden Goddess Journey. Let's talk about the 2019 Golden Goddess Journey. And then also how people can find out about you and about it. And I don't know, I don't even know if you have any seats left.
I do. I still have about a handful of seats left for this year. It is the most powerful work that I do. And it's always so much fun to dive into. So I already have 14 women in here ready to change their lives. It really is one of the most life-changing things that I've ever witnessed in my clients and that I've ever gone through myself. Golden Goddess, it's my annual course that I run for about 20 women, and kind of to, I guess, teaser what what we're talking about today, it provides the energetic repatterning and the energetic shifts that allow us to actually know what we're being called into, take the steps that we're being called into, shift out of the patterning that keeps us stuck or in struggle or scared of taking steps forward, and really like supports us in stepping onto, like I always say, our golden path, which is the path that we're meant for, the life that we're meant to live. It's one of the most profound things that I've ever gotten to witness. They can find me and more information about that at heather-allison.com with two L's, A-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Mm. Okay. So I want to get back to my comment. Now, not only have we sort of known each other for longer than you've started a new show, but there's an energy of what you do and how you do it and a connection in the world that is hard to even describe, even for me doing this 15 years. There's something about what you do. And I know that because I've had numerous conversations with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm always in awe about what your ability looks like, feels like, is like, as we take a conversation to a place that calls us all to step up, step in, and shout out, we are here, we are powerful, and we can change the world. And I want to ask you about that energy, that connection to the divine feminine, and how it relates to our greatest happiness. Tell us about this. And by the way, where has she been for a while for me? Has she gone into hiding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she definitely has, the divine feminine. She's for me, as I've studied this and received it intuitively, it's based on decisions that were made thousands and thousands of years ago, where at some point, like I said, so the masculine and feminine are energy patterns, and they are intended to kind of dance together really powerfully, right? Where the masculine energy and the feminine energy work together. Somewhere along the lines, for some reason, somebody decided that it was only beneficial, that it was only of value to really be in the masculine energy pattern and traits, and to really only honor masculine energy. And so what that did was effectively kind of bury her and forget. We forgot her in our memories, in ourselves, in our lives, in our behaviors. And then it continued to kind of keep causing more and more imbalance. The more we forgot about her, the more the masculine kind of spun out into wound, if you will. And it kept going because we kept not bringing back that feminine aspect, if that makes sense. So kind of like I alluded to before the break, the feminine really encompasses and embodies everything that we tend to crave and really want to call in as humans. Like everything that you, like, if you ever took or saw somebody doing a manifestation course or something, anything that anybody goes into a manifestation course to try to get, to try to call in for themselves, they're, what they're doing is craving and calling in and wishing for the feminine to come in, because she holds all of the things that we tend to want to call in for ourselves, but we can't make it happen. We can't force it to happen. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So everything. Yeah. So everything, this is why for me, she is the linchpin for our happiness. And that's not to say only the feminine. If we only had the feminine and started disregarding the masculine, we'd also find ourselves unhappy and in wound and not living our best lives as well. They have to be together in tandem, but inherently the feminine embodies these softer things like love and connection and abundance and depth and pleasure and sensuality, like all of the things that we tend to really wish that we had more of.
So, Heather, I want to ask you this question. What is it, as you look out now and you're looking at the landscape and you're getting ready to really talk to and embark on a new class, you're getting ready for all of that, all of the above, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. The question I want to ask you, what is the energetic vision you're sensing for 2019, given what we're talking about here today and given the new, how should I say, the new level acknowledgement and empowerment for the divine feminine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love this question. And so it speaks to something that we were talking about on break, which is that there is this kind of feeling that we're all getting called into more and more and go bigger and take a risk and take a step that maybe feels a little uncomfortable or maybe move in a direction that feels like, oh, truth siren. That's what I like to call
this.
Yeah. Welcome to city living. Yeah, usually that just means that I'm hitting the target. So
no, that's actually what it means because, you know, yeah.
But basically, we're being asked to take steps that maybe we didn't even see coming or doesn't seem to make sense for what we had planned or expected for our lives. And for me, what that really means and what I feel is coming so much more and more and more this year, and I think it's just going to keep expanding and keep intensifying, is that if we're not stepping into a little bit of our edge, if we're not at least flirting with our edge of our, like, the comfort zone, just beyond the comfort zone, pressing up against the place where we don't really know what's out there, then we tend to not be following our soul's calling, and we will tend to get more and more and more uncomfortable. And what I've noticed about that is, for me and for my clients and for everybody else who seems to be awakening more and more and really being called into their best lives more and more, we don't have much of a threshold for that anymore. Like, where we used to be able to kind of stick our head in the sand and be kind of okay, kind of happy, kind of satisfied, now it's getting more and more and more uncomfortable. And we're really being asked to kind of take those steps, sometimes taking steps that are terrifying or that don't make sense at all to anyone else but us, because it comes from something much deeper within us, and to trust. And it, and I feel you, all of you who are listening that are like, oh my God, that's me. And it's so scary and I don't want to. And I feel you, and I am right there with you. And it really is just what's being asked of us this year.
Yeah, it is being asked of us. And, you know, I want to ask you, in the moments and the work that you do and working with women all over the world, really, you know, what have you seen? What appears to be the greatest point of resistance? Mm-hmm. Now, that's my language, because that's, I don't know another way to phrase it, but I'm curious. What have you discovered in the just beautiful beings that you work with about what is showing up now about that greatest point of resistance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. And there's really a lot. And it, for me, kind of boils down again to how we've been conditioned away from the feminine. One of the things that comes up the most is just simply resistance to the idea of stepping into what we assume is a softer part of ourselves or a more vulnerable part of ourselves, or, you know, this is the negative conditioning, a weaker part of ourselves. And it is softer and it is more vulnerable, but it is absolutely not weaker. And I think that's the myth, the biggest misconception with the feminine, is that there's this idea that if you let yourself open. So the feminine is very much about opening and deepening and feeling and emotion and all of these things and expansiveness. And there's this idea that if we let ourselves open and become vulnerable, that we're opening ourselves up to a greater danger, or that we are therefore going to be weak. But in my experience, we actually, that is literally, it's kind of this oxymoron, but it is actually where we become more powerful. Our power comes from our depth and from our ability to be able to and willing to be with discomfort, be with depth, be with emotion, be with sensation, and not shutting it down and pushing it away. The more we tend to build a wall between us and sensation, or us and our emotions, or whatever else it is that we're kind of feeling too vulnerable to touch or vulnerable to open into, the more we're actually siphoning off more of our power, kind of building ourselves into a box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, one of the things I want to talk with you about when we come back is, what does it mean to build ourselves into a box? Because, you know, part of that is a level of recognition and awareness, right? You know, it's hard for us to really imagine something other than what we've built for ourselves sometimes. And so there has to be a point of awareness, or a point where we realize that there's a level of imbalance going on, and that imbalance is not really lighting up the candle of happiness. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Heather about, what does it mean? What is happiness? What does it mean? And why is it one of the most natural states we could literally ignite? Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back. Very special guest, Heather Allison, here. When we come back, we'll tell you more about how you can work with her directly, all of the information you need about social media, Instagram, Twitter, website, and more. We'll be right back.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
That's what I'm talking about, because it's a whole new world. It really is. You know, we're talking about a whole new world, whole new energy. Heather Allison joining me here today. Heather, okay, so let's take a minute and talk about you, your show. Let's also talk about how people can work with you and how do they find you on social media and other places.
Yeah, I am. My website is heather-allison.com, and on Instagram and on Facebook, I am at I am Heather Allison, all one word, and that's A-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Awesome. All right, so you stepped out into the world last year.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. You know, I am always amazed and I'm always honored whenever I get to hang out with somebody that says yes to having a voice on the radio. And the radio now for us has meant not just AM, FM channels, but about 100 digital channels. And I'm always a little struck by it because I so honor my own personal journey and I don't take what I do for granted. I don't care that it's 15 years. We have the best listeners on the planet. I love them. I get emails. I run into them in the grocery store. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't recognize them, you know, apparently I open my mouth and they're like, are you Dr. Pat, right?
I love that.
Is that cool? And I just love it. And I feel so blessed. So blessed. So blessed, so honored. Mm. And so for you, I want to step back and look at this blessing / honor and talk about the relationship between the feminine and happiness. Because, see, I think there is like this little relationship between these things, but I'm not exactly clear. From your perspective, what is the relationship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for me, what happens when we start to actually, so there are a couple of things that I really love to touch on when trying to help, because this is very like esoteric stuff. I get it. And I kind of tend to spend my time up in the ether getting like a lot of information like this stuff. And it sometimes is hard to kind of really wrap our brains around. There are a few things that I like to try to express. One is, like I said, the golden path, my term for your best life, the life that you were literally came here, the reason your soul came here and the life your soul came here to live. The second is the idea of human energy patterns and universal energy patterns. And what happens when we are in alignment, like when our energy patterns within us, in our bodies, in our emotions, in our minds, et cetera, are in alignment with the universal energy patterns, then everything feels like flow. And I know everybody's probably had that experience at least a few times in their life where it just feels like everything's moving, everything's flowing, like they create really powerfully and really easily. Things just seem to happen. Synchronicities seem to happen, all that good stuff. And when we're out of balance, which is most of the time, which is most of us, then everything feels harder. We feel like we're kind of like, you know, it's uphill both ways and everything is, you know. And so, and then the other part of that is the reason I work in the archetypal realm with these, the feminine and masculine, is because these are the highest level of universal energy pattern that we can understand as humans. When you get beyond those two, it becomes a little like quantum physics and it can kind of be a little like dizzying and don't know how to touch it, don't know how to wrap our arms around it. And what happens is when these are out of balance, when these two archetypal energies within us are out of balance, then we are necessarily out of balance with the universe. But mm-hmm. when we start to balance them, when we start to bring in the feminine back and start to rebalance that relationship between the feminine and masculine, then we start to become in the same energetic patterning as the universe and everything gets to start flowing, gets to be easier and gets to feel easier. are. And one of the things that I love what you're talking about is I might have had an idea of what I thought my best life was going to look like 5 years ago or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
No idea what it actually looked like. And so a lot of times I think, we get caught up in our own expectations and in our own, you know, other people's expectations and in external examples of what life is supposed to look like. But when we start following and start, first of all, balancing these energies within us and then start following the guidance that comes when we do have them in balance, we get to be surprised. We very often get to be surprised by what is coming down the pike for us and what is in store for us and what we're being asked to step into. I went from like corporate 9 to 5, normal, like trying to figure out what I was supposed to do with my life, to like massive spiritual awakening and stepping into this role, which I had no idea was coming for me. And then mm-hmm. stepping into, you know, I did my first public speaking engagement, which terrified me. and then I, you know, started this, my show, my podcast video show, which also terrified me. There are all these things that we will get called into and get called up into that maybe we didn't expect or isn't going to make sense to us or wasn't what we were looking for, but it always fulfills us more than we think it will, than we understood that it will, than the things that we think that we want. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And, you know, I ask you about this because I think if we all had like a super radar device, which we actually do, it's called intuition. Mm-hmm. But if we all sort of acknowledge that we have this device within us that could guide us, not just once in a while, but in every aspect of what we did and how we can live in the world of possibilities, I think something shifts and changes, especially when we get a glimpse of it. What is it that you do in your classes, in your courses, in the work you do with people? What is it you do, or how might you approach it, whether it be using archetypical references to help people strengthen their ability to not just use it, but to remember that we have it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is one of my favorite parts about, and listen, I didn't like make this work up. This has all been received from me over the past few years. Of course, I learned from some teachers as well, but primarily the stuff that I teach the most, especially in Golden Goddess, is the stuff that I've received intuitively. But what I love about it so much and why I'm so grateful for it is that it hits on all levels of our energy, if that makes sense. So like it touches our mental, so our understanding. So there's content that I teach so that we can kind of start thinking about things in a new way. It touches on our emotional level. It touches on our energetics. We do shamanic journeys and to tap into the invisible realms and to the actually working and co-creating with our intuition and with the universe around us. It touches on the physical and it touches on the practical. So not only is there this really big and heady kind of stuff that we drop into, and it is big and beautiful and really expansive and energetic, but there's also like practical application. So it's like it touches everywhere. So it's this massive up level in all parts of our being, which means it's a massive up level in all parts of our lives. And one of the things I've noticed about, because the feminine work isn't new, right? Like there have been people teaching this stuff and doing this stuff for decades longer than I ever, way longer than that. And this isn't to say I'm the only one doing it this way, but the way that I've received this work is it's not just, a lot of the stuff I see out there is kind of focused on one aspect of the feminine. And a lot of times it still kind of carries with it what I call the wounded feminine aspect to it. And so without actually really fully knowing how to interweave the feminine and the masculine together, then it's just going to kind of stay stuck and you're going to keep being dragged back into the cycles that aren't serving you. And like that's when like you have those repeating patterns, like, oh my God, how did I find myself here again? Or why am I bumping up against this again? Is because maybe we did some healing over here, but this other half of us still wasn't healed or raised up. And so we mm-hmm. tend to get dragged back in. And so one of the things that this work does is really like work at the highest level of these archetype or these energetic patterns, these archetypes on both sides. So it's not just about bringing back the feminine. It's also about activating the sacred masculine at the same time.
I think that one of the things we're talking about is as we're looking at the conversation of moving forward, and I say moving forward, right? But what I mean is so often we get stuck and we get stuck in places and after a while we don't know we're stuck. But what we sense is we have a sense of ourselves that says that day by day that goes by, I feel less and less happy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel less and less on purpose. I feel less and less. You can fill in the blank.
Yeah, or less and less me.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And, you know, as we look at that, this idea of less and less, I don't believe, Heather, is what the universe had really planned for us.
Absolutely.
And so when we come back, I want to talk about the activation of more and more, mm-hmm. because I do believe that that's it. That we are in the process of more and more flow, more and more good, more and more happiness, right? Mm-hmm. I don't believe that we are in a small world. I don't think the universe was built like that. But yet, for some reason, and maybe you'll talk about it when we come back, we've decided that it's better to settle. Settle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to do that with happiness because you're either happy or you're not. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
Hi, I'm Shelley Ryan, host of Your Next Chapter Radio. When you're ready to start a new chapter, take time to get clear about what it is that you want your next chapter to look like. Imagine what you'll be doing. Who you'll be with? Where will you be? How will you feel when you get what you want? This could be your dream job, finding your love, retirement, a balanced life, a healthy fit body. Whatever you're looking for, create a crystal clear picture of exactly what it is that you want. Then write your vision down in as much detail as you can and read it as often as you can to remind yourself of your what. You don't have to be concerned about how you'll make this happen. You just need to be crystal clear about what it is you want. If you stay focused on your what, watch God and the universe show you opportunities for how to take action and make it happen. If you need help getting clarity around your what for your next chapter, you can reach me at www.yournextchaptercoaching.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And, you know, again, special mention of I think, a transformative day. And it is a day where we take a moment to honor Martin Luther King Jr. We just take a moment, you know, to honor the journey, the pathway, the choices, the responsibility, the power, the passion, and the purpose of that human being that walked the earth to make this place a place that was very, very different than it was the day before. And we have many people doing that, many people on the planet doing that. And it's important that we take a moment to recognize those people in our lives. Heather, thank you for joining me here today. And I wanted to ask you this question, really, too, is, you know, your work is different than perhaps the work that some folks have heard about or been familiar about. But it is with the goal or one of the goals in mind to really look at what our greatest happiness is and then not just to reach out for it, but to really embrace and absorb and understand and be with. Tell us a little bit about that and what is important for folks to know that they can work with you, how they can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love what you said earlier, which was cosmic feminine wisdom. And for me, that's one of the things that makes this work a bit different from the other kind of feminine work that you see out there, which is very beautiful and absolutely needed. So I never want to come across as saying that it's not powerful, because it absolutely is. But it's very kind of, for lack of a better way of putting it, like very earth-based, mm-hmm. if you will. And yeah. This work really taps into a much greater power that comes of the feminine that hasn't been, in my opinion, hasn't really been tapped into for eons. I say this not to say I'm the only one doing it. I'm certain that there are probably others, but this particular facet of this work coming that has come through me, it really weaves both of them together. And that for me is our wholeness. That's how we find the wholeness. And I loved what you were talking about earlier, which was, you know, we've kind of settled. We've kind of like talked ourselves into settling for less than mm-hmm. what I know that we know we're meant for more. There's the part of us that believes that we're meant for more, but we settle because we start talking ourselves into the idea that, well, maybe it's just not actually what I'm meant for, or maybe that's not what life is like, or maybe that's not what life is about. And it absolutely is, in my opinion. It's like, it honestly, I think sometimes it's just one of the things that shifts it is just someone coming in and saying, that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not all you're meant for. And it feels like such a massive sigh of relief, because you felt that somewhere inside of you. You've had that knowing, you've just been conditioned to, or you've let yourself forget it over a long period of time and started doubting it for yourself. But one of my favorite things to tell my clients all the time is, like, your soul did not come here just to be redundant. It didn't come here just to kind of like hang out and do life thing, I guess. It's like it came here for a really powerful reason. And unless you're willing to let yourself get outside of this bubble that this world has conditioned you into, then you're probably not going to find out what that magical purpose was. But I also think that we settle into the discomfort that we know versus the discomfort that we don't know, the unknown kind of discomfort. But I guess my like biggest plea is always to people, like, you will always be taken care of if you are following your soul guidance. Somehow or another, you will always be taken care of, and you will be much, much, much less uncomfortable in doing so. It's still going to be uncomfortable. I get uncomfortable every single day when I start stepping into my, you know, what my soul calls me into. I'm like, oh my God, all right, are you sure? Okay. I call those truth groans, but inevitably I have been prepared for that discomfort. There is a death that comes of the discomfort of staying in settling in where you're not actually fully fulfilled and fully living your essence. So it's like my favorite thing in the world. I'm so obsessed with this work. To share about Golden Goddess, it's my annual, basically, I call it my annual Quantum Leap Mastermind. It's really like where every part of this work comes together, and I like give you everything that I do. And there are still a few seats left for 2019. We start in a couple months. But there are other ways that women, primarily, it's just women right now. I think I will start working with men at some point, perhaps, but there are other ways and other like less lengthy ways that people can start exploring this work as well. And they can mm-hmm. find those on my website, or they can reach out to me. But my biggest invitation is, whether or not you choose this work particularly or anybody else's work who's offering some sort of remembrance of really who you are and guidance by your soul, please just let yourself take the step. Start saying yes to that uncomfortable but very deep voice.
Yeah, there's no question about it, because we have to. We live in a world right now 24/7 bombarded with information. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that, you know, our ability to process information in the way that it's coming to us has not yet evolved to that place. That we haven't quite gotten there. And so we're in a realm now where for many of us, we want to make sure that we're making the choices about ourselves, our responsibilities, our lives, that are the choices that'll get us to where we want to go. So I want to thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Heather, one last thing. How can people find out more about you? How can they work with you? All of the above.
Yeah. The easiest way is probably, well, I'm very prolific on Facebook. So if you ever want to just read through some of my latest like missives, they're also on my blog, but I'm pretty prolific there. That seems to be where my channel likes to turn on. So, but the easiest way is probably just to hop over to my website, which is heather-allison.com. I actually have a bit of a diagnostic, if you will, for figuring out and feeling into kind of what of this work, might be best for you, might be the perfect option for you, because there are many. There are several ways to explore and do some of this work. And so there's a little kind of quiz in the, if you find the start here button at the top of my website, there's a way for you to kind of click in and see what your, let's just bring it back to this, what your golden path through this work is and what kind of courses and programs might be best fit for you.
Oh, I love it. Heather Allison, everybody. Heather, thank you so very, very much. Last one, personal message. What do you want to leave us with?
Oh, just to reiterate, there is just so much more. If there's any part of you that believes that that thing, that really, really deep thing that makes you cry because you think that it maybe is just not really meant for you, if there's any part of you that's doubting that still, let me be the reminder. Let me be the voice that's telling you it's absolutely, absolutely meant for you. There's a reason that that desire was planted there within you. And it's actually a lot easier than you might think or that you might fear to start shifting it and start calling that in.
I love it. Heather Allison, everybody. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Benny, thank you for pushing all the right buttons. Thanks to the TTR team, all of you. Thank you for doing that. And for all of you that tune us in and turn us on every day, and sometimes more than once a day, you rock. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.